With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President-elect Trump has chosen hedge fund manager Scott Bessent to serve as his next Treasury Secretary.
Bessent, who is closely aligned with Wall Street, has defended Trump's tariff policies and is an advocate for deficit reduction. As Treasury Secretary, he would be a key leader on the president-elect's economic team. Bessent's selection wasn't surprising. He had been among the names floated for the role, and he was described by Trump as one of the top analysts on Wall Street. If confirmed by the Senate, he would be the nation's first openly gay Treasury Secretary. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Former Senator Jim Talent says he expects President Trump to begin talks immediately when he takes office to bring an end to the war in Ukraine.
And I think he's going to apply, again, classic carrots and sticks to him to get a negotiated settlement, which is going to benefit everybody, including Ukraine. Now, whether it will work or not, I don't know, but the Trump administration was pretty good at that sort of thing in the first term.
Former Senator Talent was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Another record high for Bitcoin, now above $99,000. The cryptocurrency has been shattering records almost daily since the election. NATO says its leader and President-elect Donald Trump have met for talks on global security.
The military alliance said in a brief statement on Saturday that NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte and Trump met on Friday in Palm Beach, Florida. It said they discussed the range of global security issues facing the alliance, but gave no further details. It appeared to be Rutte's first meeting with Trump since his November 5 election victory. NATO said Rutte and his team also met Trump's pick as national security advisor, Republican Michael Waltz, and other members of the president-elect's national security team. Rutte took over at the helm of NATO in October. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is SRN News. Do you trust scientists? Michael Harrington has the results of a new study that asked that question.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that while most Americans think people who work in the sciences will act in the public's best interest, trust is a lot lower than it was before the pandemic and the spread of transgenderism. 76% of the general public trusts scientists versus 23% that do not. Religious leaders are less trusting of the scientific community. 55% do, 45% don't. Democrats trust more than Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of a New York City church where pop star Sabrina Carpenter filmed suggestive scenes for a music video has been stripped of his duties. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn says Monsignor Jamie Giantillo has been relieved of any pastoral oversight or governance role at his church located in the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn. This is SRN News. Correspondent Haya Panjawi reports on what the CDC says is the first reported case of bird flu in a child.
Officials say the child had mild symptoms and was treated with antiviral medication and is recovering. The child's infection brings the reported number of bird flu cases this year to 55, including 29 in California. I'm Haya Panjawi.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports more than a dozen people have been sickened by E. coli linked to recalled ground beef.
Nearly 170,000 pounds of the ground meat produced by Wolverine Packing Company in Detroit have now been recalled nationwide. The Department of Agriculture says the beef was shipped to restaurants. And even though the expiration date was last week, there are concerns the product might still be in restaurant freezers. This strain of E. coli is potentially deadly. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.